A federal appeals court has rejected a rule that limits the number of television stations a network may own. In a decision announced yesterday, the court said the Federal Communications Commission's current rules were arbitrary, capricious, and contrary to law. And in a second decision, the court struck down the restriction on joint ownership of broadcast and cable outlets in the same market. Consumer groups are concerned the two decisions will lead to too much concentration of power in the hands of large media companies. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The federal appeals court decision calls into question decades-old rules that have governed how many television stations a network can own. Under current FCC regulations, networks are barred from owning or controlling television stations, which together reach more than 35% of U.S. households. But plaintiffs in the case, Fox TV, NBC, CBS, and Viacom, had argued those ownership rules were outdated and no longer in the public interest. The court stopped short of actually striking down the ownership rule, instead sending it back to the FCC for further review. However, in another case, the appeals court went further. In a separate decision, the three-judge panel said a rule that has prevented companies from owning cable outlets and broadcast stations in the same market should be set aside. The court said it didn't think the FCC would be able to defend the rule. Consumer groups and smaller station owners are not happy with the ruling, fearing they will be squeezed out by huge media conglomerates. Andrew Schwartzman, head of the Media Access Project, likened the court's decision to Sherman's march through the FCC rulebook, squashing congressional powers and the public's First Amendment access rights. His group plans to appeal the ruling to the Supreme Court. The FCC, headed by Bush administration appointee Michael Powell, has yet to comment formally on the court's decisions. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.